Fans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside this guy right here, Mario Lopez, honorary team captain for this Game 3 where the Houston Texans took on the Tampa Bay Bucks. I know you've got some Texans ties. Of course, your brother-in-law to former Houston Texan Kylie Wong. How great was it to come on out here and be part of it?
Well, it's awesome. It's such an, again, impressive facility. And getting to hang out with JJ before the game, I was already a fan, and I'm a bigger fan, seeing how cool he is with the fans and warming up. That was really cool, and he was really cool with me. So a wonderful experience, and I'm really appreciative of the opportunity to come and hang out here.
You know, it's pretty cool for you to come out here, and all the fans really still just, you're on obviously every day on Extra, but calling you Slater, recognizing you from Saved by the Bell, you've got to really kind of really enjoy that, I imagine.
Yeah, no, such a warm reception here in Houston, and all the people are really nice and so cool, so I look forward to hopefully coming back soon.
All right, well, let's check out all the highlights in this one in this week's Texans Rewind.
Nothing to be said, just
win. On first and 20, here's Winston handing off to Martin. Straight ahead, and he's swallowed up by Jadeveon Clowney at the line of scrimmage. Mallett under center with a bunch formation to his right. Delayed handoff. Blue has a little room across the 25. Cuts left. 20. Taking a man with him down across the 17-yard line. Mallett shotgun. Here's the snap. Mallett throws right side. Hits Hopkins. Touchdown, Houston. 5-yard touchdown pass to DeAndre Hopkins.
It was great. That's what we practiced. You know, that's something that we preached this week, is to start fast, and that's what we did. It feels great. You know, it's motivating, you know, for us to get this win. Starting off 0-2 is not the way we want it, but, you know, one win, you know, can change a lot of things.
Second and 3 from the Houston 49. Here's a give to Polk. He's wrapped up, but then breaks the tackle as he takes it across the first down line down to the 45-yard line.
5 men across the front of the Houston defense. Hand off Martin, running to the right side, and Merciless is there along with J.J. Watt to make a stop for a loss.
One of our main goals going into the game was just to stop the run, and I mean, I think they had 57 yards rushing, and so we did a good job at that. It's a very good running back. You know, I give him a lot of credit. But I think we did a good job at that. And then you just go out there and you try and get stops.
Here's the snap. Winston with time, looking, firing downfield, and it's intercepted at the 45-yard line of Houston by Quentin Demps. The Texans get their turnover.
I think we did great today. You know, obviously, you got to go up and challenge and compete. Those guys, you know, 6'3", 6'4". You know, obviously, you know, anytime you have a quarterback that can throw, make all throws, it's going to be, you know, a tough day, but I think we held up in coverage and we competed all day.
Ryan fakes the give. Ryan to throw. Downfield he goes, and it's caught by Hawk across the 50 down to the 47. First down at the 20. Mallett hands off to Blue. Running left has a hole. 15, 10, 5. Blue to the end zone. Touchdown. Houston, rock and roll. 20-yard run by Blue, and he has over 100 yards on the day.
I think everybody came out with a chip on their shoulders. We had a great week of practice. The O-line, they, like I said, they was blocking real good tonight. I just got in the groove real good, just got comfortable in the run game, and we started gassing, and it was working for us, and the coaches kept calling it, and we just kept gassing them.
First and 5 at the 37-yard line of the Bucks. Handoff, Big J. Brosh, right side, moving people with him, taking that pile close to the 30, still going, mosh pit, 30-yard line, down to the 29 and 28. First down. Third down and 1 at the 21-yard line of the Bucks. Offset eye, handoff, Brock straight ahead, 15, angling left, 10, taking a man with him, Swearinger down to the 5-yard line. First and goal, Houston. Jay Brock with a couple of big carries on this drive.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I really haven't had too many carries in my career, so I'm just trying to get out there and learn as I go and make the best of it. So it was cool.
Prosh does a lot of the dirty work, so every time they dial anything up for him, we want to get it done for him because he's a guy who puts it in. He's like one of us. He comes in every day. He's going to come in there and throw everything he's got into it. So we're happy to see him get some good run.
Well, John Harris, it wasn't pretty, but it was a win. We saw some improvements. What stood out to you? What do you like about this one?
Hey, a W is pretty no matter how you slice it. But, yeah, it felt like the entire game. It felt like John Feinstein's book many years ago, Season on the Brink. It felt kind of like a game on the brink. And really, I guess you could say season on the brink because you go to 0-3. And, man, then you really start questioning what you're doing. But you get a win at home. You grind through this one with some injuries. Maybe now you get Arian Foster back. Maybe now you get Dwayne Brown back. And maybe at that point you'll be more whole, I guess, as you can be going into Atlanta. So a good win in front of the home crowd. Bill said, you got to win in front of the home crowd. And they definitely squeezed one out today.
Well, we've been talking about Arian Foster and getting Arian back. But I'll tell you what, Alfred Blue stepped up today. We saw the running game that we needed since Arian's been out. And that really made all the difference in the world.
There's no question. Alfred Blue is fantastic. And you could tell that he was fired up when he was getting those bigger runs. But I got to give credit where it's due. This offensive line, Ode Ebushi, his first start for the Texans was outstanding. He did a great job at left guard. And I thought he and Chris Clark, when they were picking up those big runs, where were they running? Behind Ben Jones and the left side of that line. So a big day for those guys over there, even after Brandon Brooks went out. So that's the way you finish a drive. 14 plays, 76 yards. And a lot of those were Alfred Blue runs to the left side. And, of course, and Jay Prosh getting in there with a couple of physical runs as well. So a strange game. Kicking-wise was all over the place. But when you walk out of here with a two-score win, you feel good and you get ready for Atlanta.
All right, let's take our first time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll finish up this one and start to look forward to the Atlanta Falcons next week. Stay with us.